Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 18, Episode 5, Whomever Can Say No Holds the Power. When considering whether to stay in a relationship for the long term, it's helpful to understand power dynamics. For the most part, we no longer live in the male-dominated era where the man holds 100% of the power and control in the relationship, right? So then, who holds the power in a modern long-term relationship? The person who makes the most money? The person who is more physically strong and intimidating? The person who yells the loudest? While these attributes may very well contribute to the level of power a person has, let me make a simple observation. What shifts the balance of power and what actions are taken in response to a specific situation is the ability to say no. In other words, whomever can say no holds the power over a particular topic in a committed relationship. Let me illustrate the point with an example. When dating, a guy might say that if you have children together, well, he'll be the first in line changing diapers. He's essentially saying that this is the loving thing to do, and he's a loving guy. But fast forward a few years later to a 3 a.m. crying baby in tears over a poopy diaper that reeks something fierce. If this supposedly loving guy, now the baby daddy, responds with a dismissive, not me, and rolls over to go back to sleep, even though she may be exhausted from around-the-clock breastfeeding, the mother has no option but to get up and tend to her child. She's not going to let her baby just lie and poop the rest of the night. In this scenario, the baby daddy has the power to say no, which gives the mommy no option but to change the diaper. He has the power in that exchange. Of course, he also runs the risk of her developing feelings of resentment, remembering those words her now husband spoke when they were early on in dating. Understanding all of this, the mom might do well to set expectations and guidelines before the next middle-of-the-night poopy diaper incident. If there's no way he's going to get up and change the diaper, then she might do well to propose some other form of compromise to even the playing field. Another classic example is sex. The woman you're dating can never hesitate to get naked when you give her your special let's make love look. Night after night while you're dating, you can enjoy going to sleep happy ending style. But after being married for several years, if she says, no, I have a headache tonight, day after day, week after week, month after month, then you might be left with no choice but to become master of your own happy ending domain. She has the power to say no, which gives her control when it comes to having sex together. If this is the case, you may also build feelings of resentment, remembering how willing she once was to be intimate with you before you put a ring on her finger. To help avoid this scenario, it may be crucial to have an ongoing discussion with her, setting expectations around sex. It may not seem the romantic thing to do, but after many years of being together, you'll likely be more than happy to trade off some romance for an agreed-upon under-the-sheets game plan. Of course, these two are somewhat sexist black-and-white example, whereas life and marriage are rarely black and white. There may be very good reasons why the husband doesn't want to change the diaper, or the wife doesn't want to have sex at a pace even remotely resembling the days prior to speaking your wedding vows. However, the point remains that once it's more difficult to get out of the relationship, then people can feel more empowered, whether consciously or unconsciously, to act in ways that more serve their needs and wants at the expense of truly caring for the needs and wants of the person they say they love. The point is to reserve no for the moments that generally matter to you, ensuring your partner understands that your no's carry significant weight. When the decision isn't crucial to you, consider yielding to your partner's preference. In essence, opt for harmony and to lessen the chance of fostering resentment from frequent objections, rather than consistently insisting on having things your way. Of course, it would be fantastic if she did the same. In any case, if you're still in the dating phase and she seems to be ruling the roost with her use of the word no, then this may give you something to think about. If you do commit long-term with her, it may not be a wise strategy to hope her no's will turn to yes's post-wedding day. And this leads me to the next point. If you're considering committing for the long-term, then you'd be well served to understand if any conflict in the relationship is coming from incompatibility versus relationship skills. And that's the topic of our next episode.